spies. If you got good beer, here a little tip that I would like to relate.
All right, I think we might have some tips to relate. Hey, Leaf.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. Always try to bring a few tips to the table.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what this is all about, in a way.
That's right.
Even though, I got to say, you probably have some new things on your mind. I can almost hear a clock ticking inside you for Memorial Day.
Oh, man. Yeah, really looking forward to the Memorial Day weekend coming up when those rivers reopen.
Rivers open.
You know, I was over fishing some new stuff that I've been wanting to fish for a long time the other day.
Yeah.
With my friend Sarah, who guides with me, and her husband, Glenn. And, you know, we were right down at the mouth of the Okanagan, and I was thinking, boy, this spot would be awesome because you could literally float down the mouth of the Okanagan just a little bit till almost the end there, and there's the what they call the Casimir Bar, and it's just covered in sloughs and little ponds, which are just chocked full with giant bass and
didn't
carp.
Didn't you mention these maybe one or two ago, the sloughs, all these little lake-type things in there?
Yeah, I've been wanting to hit it for a long time. You know, it's technically on the Colville Res. It would be the total southwest corner there, right at the tip of the Okanagan River, and you'll see those ponds as you're kind of driving across the bridge there, crossing the Okanagan River, and we're still up kind of high there, looking northeast there. And, you know, we walked down the bank there, and we got into the pond I'd been looking at for a while. It was very shallow and very kind of muddy. Obviously grows in with milfoil, and the mean depth is probably only about 5 or 6 feet deep, the whole thing. So you'd think there wasn't much going on, and I was just kind of paddling to try to get down to where I thought the water might be a little deeper. I turned around to Glenn and Sarah hooting and hollering, and he was getting towed around by this fish.
No.
And Glenn is not a small guy, so it was amazing. And he had a good-sized stick. I think he's using like a 6-weight, and that thing was bent over in a complete bow, getting ready to snap it and just towing him around. They were just hooting and hollering and screaming. And I was like, crap, I couldn't believe I was so far away. I wasn't going to be able to see whatever it was, you know, and right before they got it in, it came unbuttoned right in front of them.
Did they see what was it?
Just a giant bass, probably, you know, closer to 10 pounds than one.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, they were huge. They were dog-sized fish, and they were cruising around, and they were chasing shiners. And you could see the shiners kind of just jumping up out of the water. You'd see all this frying, flying fish. And then all of a sudden, you'd see this giant wave come off the shoulders of these fish. And you'd see the mouth come open. Some of them, you could easily fit two fists into their mouth.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got into one more. I got a couple bites and was denied by a couple. Just kept kind of, I think, spooking him, landing a little too close or something, getting a little too excited.
You brought the right gear for bass.
Oh, yeah. We were on a bass mission. I brought what ended up working was kind of like what they would call a brush hog in the plastic worm world of regular spin tackle. And I tied this up on like a G-shaped hook with bug eyes so that it would rest on the bottom with the hook tip up. And it's got, it's, you know, very untraditional. It's got rubber legs or rubber grub tails, actually, multiple. So they sit there and just go blah, 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 in the water as it goes through the water. And
like a tadpole or something? Or
like maybe kind of like a frog or something like that. It's meant to just be like all of the above. It's got every appendage of every animal that they usually make with this bug. And so you just make it really leggy, makes a lot of noise. I mean, there's probably only like 2 inches of visibility in the water there because it gets a feed from Okanagan River, and so it was just all brown. And so all you would see was the waves coming off of these fish and the fish when they would actually jump out of the water, which they did a few times. Sarah and I were sitting there retying bugs, and it was super hard to work the water because it's just almost all weeds. So you'd get a foot or two of strip and you know, hit weeds or hopefully a fish. We were sitting there tying bugs, and we saw one that was at least 10 pounds, maybe more, go racing down the side of the beach after these minnows. We couldn't believe what we were seeing. It was just amazing. I'm definitely going to go back here pretty soon before the milfoil grows up and shuts us out of there and hope that they'll hit some of the poppers and stuff.
Wow.
Because it was super difficult fishing, but you know, if you had a little patience and were a little more methodical about it like Glenn was, it paid off. He got into a couple. And then we also hit the little pond down by Wells Dam that you'll see right alongside the highway. pretty cool little pond. If you just look up at the rock wall, it's beautiful, but you got the highway at your back there, and it's loud. Did manage to get into a few bass there, and I know from experience that there are big bass in there and large carp too. So I think they were just a little cold that day. The temperature definitely sets off bass when they're cold. They get lethargic like a lizard or something. So, you know, I think as things warm up, I would definitely recommend those places. They're out of the way. They're out of the norm. But, you know, bass can be super fun. Another one to go to, I've been seeing pictures of giant ones coming out of Buffalo, 5 to 7 pounders. That's over on the res by Nespelum. Behind Nespelum, there also has great red band trout and kokanee. And then also Washburn Island Pond. It's closer, right down there, not far from where we were on the Casimir Bar. It's got nice size bass, so catfish too.
What kind of boat did you have there?
We were just using our little pontoons.
Okay.
And they would be good for those first two, Buffalo and Washburn. You know, you could use a kicker boat, but you might do better in a definitely in Buffalo, you're going to need a boat with a motor. It's a bigger lake. Washburn, no gas-powered motors allowed. All you need is a little John boat and an electric motor there, and you do fine. It's about maybe a 14-acre lake, that one.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Not a safe place for ducklings, sounds like.
No ducks and, you know, and frogs and stuff like that. One of the things I remember doing down at Washburn is throwing lizard patterns up onto the bank and crawling them into the water can be a thing there. So, yeah, they're definitely after the amphibians and smaller birds and mammals.
Well, with those giant mouths, I mean, they can take on some big stuff.
It's awesome. And, you know, I usually use... like a 7-weight, quite a heavier stick with my floating line because I like to throw really big bugs. I use like a 0 to 1x line because I like to throw it right into the bushes and try to get them, rip them right out of the bushes. I mean, that's part of the fun. You kind of got to channel Bill Dance while you're doing it. So, you know, been kind of trying to get my bass fix. I also always try to whittle away at checking everything around here. Try to make sure that people coming into town or whatever, or just with only limited time, can get out there and get on it, you know, and not be stumped. It sounds to me like Buck is, you know, producing fish. It's open. The road's open. Not huge fish as usual. I'm sure you're going to find them close to the boat launch, the cutthroat, and maybe Rainbow's looking for a place to spawn in that gravel right now. Campbell Lake has the big pond up in the middle of it there. Haven't heard anything about cougar. I went into Dibble the other day. It's not often visited by folks. You get to that on... Wandling Road or something like that over there, just off of Twin Lakes Loop Road.
I think that's right, yeah.
You would park at the end of the people's driveway there. You see a public fishing sign up there, and you walk maybe a quarter mile to get into that thing. But there's no point right now because, as it often does, it winter killed.
That's too bad.
Definitely don't bother there. Little Twin fish are, you know, the rainbows that are of age are trying to spawn right now. Got into a few that weren't totally in spawn mode, but I saw a few that were sidetracked by that at the boat launch. But I also picked up some brook trout in there, so they made it through a second winter, and they were kind of chunky, about 12 to 14 inches.
Nice.
And then frost, of course, the road is open, but dusty, so keep it slow in there. And would love to hear some reports from Black Pine if anybody makes it up there. We're right at that border where it might be possible soon, and that one's always super fun right when the ice comes off.
Well, tell them I don't know. Are you going to, it's too early to talk about rivers.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's looking like,
I mean, you've been everywhere on lakes. Yeah, it sounds like holy mackerel.
You know, I think, like I was saying, that Okanagan, is going to be shaped up pretty right away because those smallmouth, they will bite in the mud and they're moving up river, in that condition too. So, you know, you might try the mouth, the Mons Bridge area, also up in, Omak area and Tenasket. All those stretches can be good. So whatever's closest to you, sometimes small motorboats are just fine there. You can put in Riverside, motor down and just motor back up to that boat launch is what a lot of folks do. So that'll be an option. I think the Methow, you know, it's always a little dicey around Memorial Day, but the way this is coming off so slow and steady, I think we might have some fishing around that time. I really do. So I'm looking forward to it.
You know, that's one thing we're definitely going to be watching is the runoff, because It looks pretty white up high still.
It does. I gotta say. We haven't even cracked into it.
I know. Yeah.
You know, because I'm working the Bridge Creek for my steelhead trap, and it's finally coming down a little bit. And I can tell you, if you go up and look at Twist River, there's not an ounce of color in it above Bridge Creek. It's been one of the only ones to even start to inject its off flow. So all the big ones are yet to come. And, you know, as long as we don't get any huge temperature swings up, it should just kind of slowly come off. It'll just do it longer, and it'll be colder all summer long.
That's certainly what we're going to be hoping for. I have a buddy who's real good at kind of watching these monitoring stations. And there's a fair amount of depth in the snow out there, but it is completely water. I mean, it's
holding
wet.
Some water.
There's a lot of water still up there that has not come down. I think it's a... I mean, because no one knows the weather. No one knows how this is going to melt out.
Oh, man. Yeah, you really don't. All we can really hope is it just kind of takes it easy. I know we all would love to have 90 degrees right now, but... I'm kind of keeping myself in the more conservative zone and just hoping that it just keeps slow and steady all summer long. It'll be best for fish and everything else.
Well, I just know from a couple of friends who are here in, 1948. It's a combo of... warm and more rain.
Absolutely.
That really brings it out.
Okay. So the rain,
you don't want those two together.
All right. Well, we'll just hope we have just moderate and then somewhat a little bit of rain, because I've been finding some mushrooms thanks to this
weather. I was going to say, that's how we should wind this up. Yeah. It's morel
time. The mushroom and fishing report.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they're down in the cottonwoods on the river. So if you got a spot, you better get to it. Don't tell them about your spot or my spot.
I got a couple of spots.
All right. Hey, well, if anybody wants to get some fishing tips or book some fishing trips, just go ahead and give me a call at 509-429-7298 or send me an email at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can check out the podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And hey, everybody, enjoy this spring. Take care of one another and get that fish right on.
I got myself a pole in line. Caught a 9-pound catfish on the bottom, came my got it. Took him home to mama by supper time. Sink many fish bites if you got good bait.